older workers have a secret, and it's all about productivity. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 19th day of November. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, fewer international students are enrolling in U.S. colleges, and that's an economic problem. Looking for a cheap vehicle? We've got a suggestion. A vegan is suing over meatless meat. The blue chips had a troubling day today. Think retail numbers from Kohl's and Home Depot. Those stories and more, along with Kyle Horn from America's Job Honor Awards. How employers and potential employees can win if workers are given a chance. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, and thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can just tweet Business News. Just look for that, and we should be right there. The Wall Street Journal has an enticing piece out today about older workers, and it's worth noting what they write. Statistics tell us that employees in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, though outnumbered in the workforce by millennials, are the only group whose labor force participation rates are growing. Yet they are the least visible in offices, retail outlets, and other workplaces. That is because many conceal their age. Worried that they'll be avoided or rejected by younger managers and coworkers, they often go to great lengths to try to appear younger. They do things like getting cosmetic surgery, shortening their work histories on social media accounts, and in conversations, not citing past accomplishments and not displaying photographs of their grandchildren. The story continues. Such internalized ageism is apparently rampant, with many baby boomers dreading being called old, fearing that it will undermine their ability to be accepted and compete in workplaces where youth is prized. They worry they'll be stereotyped as unable to learn new things or understand technology, or they'll be considered slow, old-fashioned, too costly, and likely to become ill, and subsequently denied promotions and raises or laid off. According to a recent study by the Urban Institute, their fears are not unfounded. About 56% of U.S. workers who are 50 or older are pushed out of jobs before they plan to retire, and only 1 in 10 who do find new work ever earn as much ever again. Although it's illegal for employers to discriminate against workers, it's difficult to prove. Employees must show they lost a job or didn't get an assignment solely because of their age. Now, all of this is likely to change as the labor force gets grayer and employers increasingly need to use older employees. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 27% of 65 to 74-year-olds had full or part-time jobs in 2016. And by 2026, 30% are expected to be employed. And get this, by 2030, Americans who are 65 and older will outnumber those 18 and younger. On the other end of the age spectrum, we learn that fewer and fewer international students are entering U.S. colleges and universities, and that has a negative economic impact. According to estimates by the National Association of International Educators, the continued decline in international student enrollment since the fall of 2016 has cost the U.S. economy $11.8 billion and more than 65,000 jobs. So why is all this happening? Well, the association points directly to a perception among international students that getting a visa for the United States is more difficult given the current administration policies, and they increasingly feel unsafe in America due to the massive amount of gun violence. According to the U.S. Department of State, new international student enrollments declined by 0.9% during the 2018-2019 academic year, following a 6.6% decline in new enrollments in the year prior. All of this marks the first time the United States has seen a 3-year decline in international student enrollments. You know, there's all sorts of ways to get from point A to point B. Public transportation, walking, bicycling, scooters. But when the weather is sort of rough, America is still car-centric. But many are finding that car affordability is moving out of their range. Enter the General Motors Spark, the least expensive vehicle on the market today. While the average price of a new vehicle in the United States is $40,000, the GM Spark retails for just a tad over $14,000. And while it's small, research suggests it's reliable. It has a 98-horsepower four-cylinder engine, which gives it about 30 miles per gallon in city driving. And for those who dare to take it on the highway, it gets 38 miles per gallon on the open road. People who do not know how to drive a 5-speed manual transmission, however, well, they'll have to move up to the automatic, which takes the price up to just over $15,000. The cars, by the way, have front-wheel drive. Car experts have a number of criticisms of the Spark. It has among the worst acceleration rates of any car. It has little back seat room and a tiny cargo space. But positive comments include the impressive amount of technology the Spark has, as well as the high fuel economy and reasonable handling. See what you learn here? $14,000 buys you a new car. Well, the burgers may be meatless, but because they are cooked on the same grill as meat burgers, well, that causes some pain for a vegan who has now sued Burger King over the Impossible Whopper. The class action lawsuit claims that although the burger chain advertises its vegan option as meat-free, it's contaminated by meat byproducts because it's cooked on the same grill as meat products. The suit accuses Burger King of false advertising and benefiting monetarily from offering a vegan option that is, in fact, not vegan. Burger King declined to comment to several media outlets. Philip Williams is the plaintiff in the case, and he's a vegan who does not eat or drink anything that uses animal byproducts. He purchased an Impossible Whopper at a location in Atlanta in August after seeing advertisements, and he says he paid a premium price for the meatless option. All of this according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that if he had known the burger would be cooked in such a manner, he would not have purchased it. The Impossible Whopper, by the way, has been deemed a huge success for Burger King, fueling its best quarter in 4 years, according to the company. Speaking of food and lawsuits, Carl Racine is the District of Columbia Attorney General, and he's brought charges against DoorDash, accusing the company of pocketing tips meant for workers and misleading customers about where their money was going. Racine is seeking to recover millions of dollars in tip money customers paid through DoorDash over 2 years under its previous model. The charges follow an investigation of Racine's office that was launched in March, which found DoorDash used customer tips to offset the company's payments to workers. DoorDash said over the summer it was changing its tipping model after public backlash so that, quote, every dollar customers tip will be an extra dollar in their Dasher's pocket, and customers will be able to tip at checkout or after the delivery. End quote. Well, it was a tough day for the blue chips following disappointing numbers from Home Depot and Kohl's. Home Depot shares dropped by nearly 5% after disappointing same-store sales overshadowed better-than-expected earnings. The stock's decline shaved off 80 points from the Dow. Kohl's, meanwhile, tanked 18% on weak same-store sales. Uncertainty over any U.S.-China trade deal underscored the trouble on Wall Street today. You can watch our Twitter stream, Business News, for regular updates. And finally, there is this, and it has to do with wages. If you're looking for a raise, two words, try Texas. According to the Commerce Department, smaller towns in the oil-rich state are seeing the fastest pay growth. Midland, Texas, for example, saw its per capita personal income reach $122,000 last year, growing by 17.4%, and that surpassed places like San Francisco and Boston. Overall, however, metropolitan areas grew their income faster than rural and small towns for a fifth straight year. And of course, that bit of news does not bode well for any part of rural America. Speaking of statistics, Kyle Horn is in next. He's going to be talking about the unemployed and how businesses can make a difference in the lives of thousands of people in the United States if only, rehabilitated individuals can find work. Kyle Horn and America's Job Honor Awards is coming up next.